Dear President Vladimir Putin, I'm so sorry.
No, let's just not go there. It's the news according to me. Oh, I just about played that poem. I didn't do that. If you haven't heard it, there's some actress, apparently, that wrote a poem to Putin. And of course, it stopped the war. He decided to pull out of Ukraine to amend his ways, to repent to the world, to do, you know, penance for all the things he'd done wrong. And Nancy Pelosi has a poem as well. But I digress. This whole thing, the as I have said, the theater, the political theater, is all abuzz with the war. Now all of a sudden, you know, they love talking about the war and rallying the troops. That is their minions to support them. And if you don't support them, if you're not against Putin, you are a insurrectionist. If you don't come out against, in support of Ukraine and against Putin, you're a horrible person. You need to be canceled. And they use this kind of tactic all the time. This is one of the things that is really aggravating about this whole thing. Is while all this is going on, it's of course dominating the news cycle, dominating the narrative right now. And of course, during that time, while this is all going on, it's the New York Times or New York, I think New York Times, I believe it was, came out with an admission that yes, the Hunter laptop was actually Hunter's laptop. Wasn't a conspiracy theory. They bury it on page 26 or whatever it was. But they had to put it out there to admit to it. So that's kind of like in the secondary part of the news cycle, because the main thing in the news cycle right now is, well, Trump, you know, he's going to jail. He's been going to jail now for 5 years. The walls are closing in. I don't know how big these walls are. I don't know how far these walls were from, you know, how far apart they were from each other. But they've been closing in now for about 5 or 6 years. The walls are closing in. And they're still doing that. So once again, I came back after my session today, my work that I had to do. I had a little workout after that. Didn't get to work out this morning, so I ended up working out extra hard this afternoon, which I don't prefer to do that. I prefer to break up my workout a little bit. I like to do a little workout in the morning, and I like to do a little workout in the afternoon. And it just seems like I'm able to work out harder each time, get a little more accomplished, and it just feels like I can do more. I can wear myself out in the morning, and I can wear myself out in the afternoon, and feel like I kind of accomplish more. I don't know, but I do know my body sometimes takes a little time to recover. That's the main reason I didn't work out this morning. Was everything felt fine? I just felt like, you know, it's just time to take a morning off and let my body kind of recover a little bit. I'm older than I used to be. Sometimes you have to let your body catch up a little bit. When I was younger, I could have worked out twice as hard and twice as long and not thought anything of it. In fact, I would probably laugh at myself if I saw myself working out now. If I'd go back in time and had myself watch myself, I'd be laughing at myself. Of course, I'd also grab myself. My older self would grab my younger self and say, "Make sure you don't do this stupid stuff here. Don't make these stupid decisions right here." But you know, that's what makes me who I am. If I wouldn't have done those stupid mistakes, then I would have done some other stupid mistake, and I would still, as an old man, gone back in time and grabbed myself and told myself not to do something. Don't do those stupid mistakes. You know, if I have to come back here again in time, I'm going to be really upset. So I came back in time at one point and told you what was in my cup. What's in my cup, actually? This is my. So I walked over to Subway. Had to walk after walking, running, jogging, running, jogging, walking, and then working out on some weights. Doing that kind of thing, I did a little weight session there in between. And then I went back to the treadmill again and done some running, walking, running, walking stuff. And when I got done, I decided to go get something to eat. Because I hadn't had much to eat all day. So I went to get something to eat. And actually, I think the only thing I had to take was I had an orange this morning. And then I had some nuts. And that was about it, I guess. And cheese. I had some cheese. A little bit of cheese. So that was good. Ended up going to Subway after my workout. Got me a sandwich. And I realized they don't have sweet tea there. They just have tea from a machine. I wasn't gonna do that. So I ended up bringing my sandwich back to the hotel, and I went for another walk. Walked in about another mile. It's probably 3/4 of a mile. Not quite a half mile there, half mile back. Went to McDonald's. Did my thing there. Got my sweet tea. Had to order it with my phone. Showed up there and they just handed it to me, and I kept on going. I just kept kind of walked in one door and out the other. They just handed it to me as I was walking through. And then walked back here to the hotel again. Of course, if I really wanted to work out, I guess if I was really a workout maniac, what I should be doing is going up and down the steps. I'm on the 11th floor here. So it would probably be a good workout just to go up and down the steps here, which I probably should be doing with my backpack on, my 20-pound backpack that I have with me. So I have I had half of my Subway sandwich. Well, I guess a little bit more than half of it. And I got this sweet tea here. So I've got that. I got that going for me. Got me a McDonald's sweet tea. Got to be healthy for me, doesn't it? So I ended up doing that. That's what's in my cup. Anyway, I digress. I'm on to my next thing. On to the next thing. On to the subject at hand. I tried to listen to... I was kind of watching what she actually says. It's always She hardly ever says but she does say that once in a while. But it's mostly I don't know how to deal with that. How does anybody listen to that all day? If I had to sit in that press briefing room and listen to her say every other word is and that's not a word. Between every word she says, let's put it that way. She says I'm amazed. I mean, she's got some talent there, being able to throw that word in places where she's, even when she's talking, I can't even do it. Like when she's talking like a normal pace, she'll throw the word in there. That is a word. It's not really a word. Drives me up a wall. So she's talking today about, every day is just filled with lies. And it just gets so annoying. And she doesn't have any answers. Of course, there's a whole bunch. I've noticed I don't think there are any male reporters apparently in there anymore in the press briefing room. It seemed like it was all women, all sitting on the front row, and they're the only ones who ask any questions. But when they do, she has this kind of condescending smile thing, kind of a fake smile she gives everybody. And she tells, well, we can't process that right now. Apparently today Joe had a big phone conversation with Z. I guess it was today, I don't know. And so they're all wanting to know how that conversation went. It was 2 hours long, probably because Joe had to take a nap several times. And of course there's translators, so it's really an hour long phone conversation. And then you got Joe, Z, true international depressor. What? What did he just say? Was he trying to speak Mandarin? What was he? What was that? How do you say true international depressor in Mandarin? I don't wonder how you say that. How does that translate? You know, one of the things that there's been some interesting things, and I do want to talk about this. I didn't want to talk about that. So I ended up looking at this one video. I guess there was. I heard about this story yesterday, and then I heard more about it today, and kind of got some more details on it. Now, this is the world in which we live, and this is going to happen more and more. If it's happening at all now, you can imagine what's going to happen later on. Putin apparently was able to create, or his minions, he doesn't sit down at a computer and do this stuff. He has people. He literally has people. He owns them. And he apparently had something is bouncing here on my computer. What's that going on? What's going on with that? Well, resolve conflict. May 15th. Modified on Kevin. I don't know. That's it was within 20 minutes of each other. Let's go with the most recent one there. And we'll just do that. I'm letting you guys in on what's going on in my life. There we go. We'll do that. Okay, there it is. Hopefully that's correct. I probably just lost all the information that I tried to put in there before. Yeah, there it is. Okay, that's there. Okay. All right, what's happening is this thing called a deep fake. And I guess what he did was he had this video put out of Zelensky telling his troops to surrender and give up their arms. Now, I don't know. I didn't know they could remove their arms. I'm assuming they mean their weapons. So they need to do that. And he was telling them to do that. It's time to surrender and give up your arms. Well, that's, you kind of think about this now. If Putin is going to that extreme, yeah, which is not necessarily an extreme, it's just, you know, it's just a tactic. But it sounds like he's pretty desperate. He's getting pretty desperate about this. This thing is not working out the way he planned it to be. Doesn't mean he's going to stop or give up. I think he's in too deep at this point. They can't stop or give up. They have to go all the way with this thing. And that's going to mean basically the place that they're trying to take over, they're basically destroying it. This is one thing I never really understood. We're going to most territory in the world has been gotten by conquest. And those kinds of things were going on before the white man came here, by the way. Tribes were fighting against each other here in this land. They weren't all just living, it was all peace and harmony here until the white man came. That's not the case, folks. There was plenty of, wherever there are human beings, there have always been plenty of very bad things, capable of very bad things. So this ended up being this deep fake that they put out there. They had, Zelensky saying this, and of course they compared it to a real video of Zelensky saying things. And it was really obvious when you saw it. Now, they're going to get better with this stuff. This is just the beginning of these things. Imagine where we're going to be in 10 years with this stuff, with supercomputers and 5G and all that stuff, and what they're going to be able to say. Now, I also saw a video of Putin saying something about cleansing society and doing all this stuff and making this speech and having all this rhetoric that was very, it's shocking and it's alarming and it's scary. It's something, it sounds like something from Stalin, and just on and on and on, the ethnic cleansing type stuff. That's frightening. Now, you have to understand, the interpreter who was interpreting, I do not trust this kind of, I'm not saying that he didn't say it, I'm not saying that he wouldn't say it, but what I'm saying is I don't trust that kind of reporting or those kinds of reports or that kind of a video when they block out the ability to hear Putin speak. It's one thing when you can still hear Putin in the background and they have an interpreter speaking. This interpreter is speaking very quickly, more like he's reading what he's saying. Now, maybe he was reading from a transcript. But when the audio on Putin's vocal goes completely out and all you hear is the translator, then anyone who can speak Russian has no idea what he's really saying. I have seen this happen a couple of times with some fake videos where people wearing masks, reporters who are wearing masks, are there and standing in front of some event someplace, and other people have dubbed in other vocals and made them say things with these reporters with their mask on. You can't tell. You can't tell what they're saying, whether it's them talking or not. This is, that to me is just as scary. People are reporting something that's not actually accurate. It's not happening. This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with when we have this whole mask thing. Now, Anthony Fauci is talking about us going back to, we need to be flexible. We need to be flexible to go back to wearing masks again. We can't say that it's over. We can't just say it's over. Yeah, yes, we can, Anthony. We can say that. Because it is. And so is your job. I mean, it's just a matter of time, buddy. You're on your way out. Sorry. But you're done. And we're sick and tired of you. So see you later. There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. It's been a nice ride there, Anthony. And not so much necessarily. No, not really a nice ride, but it's been a ride. Let's just put it that way. We're done with you. So this deep fake stuff, and then you have people coming out and giving us, you talk about propaganda. And one of the strangest things I've seen is that, of course, Putin is calling protesters of the war. He's calling them thugs and all kinds of, he's calling them all kinds of names, and he talks about censoring people from being able to talk about the war, putting them in jail if they speak out against the war. Now, I don't know how he learned to do this kind of stuff. I'm assuming he just learned this from, Trudeau. Because Trudeau was the person who was doing this recently. And, of course, he was there on the right side of the government. He was, doing this kind of thing because these people were waving swastikas and they're insurrectionists over there trying to take over the government. They're shutting down the city. It's an illegal protest. He called it an illegal protest. Well, that's exactly what Putin's calling it. It's because they're protesting illegally. The same thing. He's saying the same thing, locking people up. And yet it was okay when Trudeau did that. Well, because, I guess because Trudeau wasn't, Canada wasn't attacking their neighboring country because we're the only neighboring country. I don't think we're going to end up, we're the only one that borders Canada, by the way. So it just amazes me sometimes the way the rhetoric flows. It kind of flows downhill, I guess, more or less, doesn't it? Yeah, kind of the way it works. I'm just noticing some of my audio files look kind of weird here. Like maybe there was, it wasn't picking me up there for a little bit. I don't know what's going on with that. We'll see. I'll see how this thing turns out. Maybe if you've listened this far, then maybe you know whether or not my audio has been working I don't have a video working, obviously. I decided not to do that this time. I brought my little camera along, and I thought I was going to do a little video, do some live video stuff, and I have opted against it. Tomorrow I leave Atlanta. I head back home. I may be, it's possible that I might actually be going to, on a trip on Monday, possibly. That hasn't been confirmed yet. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with that. Let me see what's happening here with this, see what's happening here. I gotta re-sign into that thing. Oh, there we go. Now it's, there it is. Monday, I start Monday, get done Wednesday. Looks like, I might be in Lexington, Kentucky on Monday night, actually. And it looks like maybe possibly Flint, Michigan again on Tuesday night. And then I will get home the next day, fairly early in the morning, supposedly. See how that goes. That's the plan at this point. That hasn't been confirmed yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. I may just take the week off, or just not take off from doing this. Of course, I can't take that off because what would happen if I took off that long? I don't know. You guys wouldn't know what was in my cup, and that could just spiral into all kinds of problems in the world. So be aware, tomorrow, there probably will not be a show tomorrow. Of course, there usually isn't on Saturdays and Sundays. It's hard to tell. Always hard to tell. Sunday there could possibly be, and Monday morning there probably will not be, actually, come to think of it. Because I probably should look at that again. What is that? What is that? There definitely won't be one on Monday morning. That's for sure. Yeah. If I'm going on this trip, if I show up on the airway, you'll know on Monday that I didn't go on the trip. Now I might have a show Monday night, but not Monday morning. And I might also have a show Tuesday night, and probably Wednesday afternoon, but not that's the plan. I always have a plan, and it never happens. But that gives you an idea. So just so you know. There you go. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not sure what else to talk about. I have nothing else. I've all of a sudden run out of things to talk about. I'm just kind of tired. I'm just kind of weary. I have a weary body. Weary mind and a weary body. You know how it is. You're a human being. You've been there. Or maybe you're not. I don't know. Maybe there are aliens listening to this. It's very possible. It's very, very possible. So Joe Biden has introduced this idea that they're going to start a government digital currency. See, they don't understand the difference between... they don't understand what cryptocurrency is and what digital currency is. About 96%, 95%, something like that, of the currency that's in circulation right now is all in digital form. Only about, 5 or 6%, something like that, of currency is actually in print, paper money, or coin. I think that's right. It could be a little bit more than that. I know at one point it was 9%. And I think over the years it has whittled down, and now it's like 6% or maybe less of all the money that's in circulation is actually in paper or coin currency in the United States. I was looking up at the, everybody talks about the GDP and these billions of dollars and all the stuff that's going on and what the, I kind of looked this up a little bit and just to find out exactly what's going on. The cost of living per person per month on average, this is a low estimate and it's a conservative number. On average throughout the United States, it costs each individual about $1,000 per person per month just to live. That's just living expense. In other words, just to stay alive, which I think is kind of low. Doesn't include, that's not what people spend every month. Now, people spend, every average human being spends more than that. I think the average expenditure is, I think it's closer to $2,000, a little over $2,000, I believe. Per person, that's not even babies. If you average it out to everybody, including little kids and babies and everybody, that's per person throughout the entire United States. And that doesn't include, business, corporate spend. That's just people. That's what people spend. Now, when you start doing the math on this, so that's 325 million people times 1,000, which is $325 billion a month just for living expenses in this country. $325 billion a month is spent on living expenses. That in a year, that's times 12, is going to be, way more than that. I'm not going to do the math right now. What is it? $3,250 billion per year, whatever that is. It's in the trillions per year. Now, when they're out there spending trillions of dollars of your tax money, they're spending more. Now so all consumer goods, when you start to look into consumer goods and add up all the prices of all the consumer goods, everything that that's basically what our GDP is, based on all the expenditures. I've been invited to a FaceTime thing my show here. But alas, I will not abandon you. I'm going to keep the show rolling here. Someone wants to call me right now for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. And what was I talking about? I was talking about something before I was rudely interrupted. Don't remember what it was. I'll just have to think of it. I'm going to sit here and think of it. For who knows how long it's going to take me to think of it. I believe I was talking about money and funds and all that kind of stuff and what they spend. That's what I was talking about, I believe. I'm not positive about that. Just from what I remember. So we have this amount of money that people spend on consumer goods, the GDP and all that stuff. And you start to think about the percentages that they have to take. They could basically take, with the money that has been spent in the last year, just for example, you could literally take everything that everyone has spent on living, and it would not add up to, it would be less than the amount of money that the government is spending right now in the last year. Kind of a shocking example of the drunken sailors that we have on the Hill and all the things that they're doing. They're so good at it that they have to keep running for the children. For the children, they have to keep running for the children. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's insane. She's got some mental problems. She needs to step down. I don't know what it's going to be like to have her. If she ends up winning, and she will, because she's got the machine going out there in San Francisco, she's going to win another 2 years. So who knows? I just don't see another. I don't see her not winning. It's going to be real interesting and real entertaining in the next couple of years. For 22 and 23. And of course, we got 24 in the election. So that'll be crazy, too. Well, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for stepping in this evening and checking out the show, listening to my little stories. God bless everybody. Have a great evening. Have a great night. Keep praying for our nation. Keep praying for our. And Shabbat Shalom, by the way. And have a great weekend. God bless.